Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have a major update on Julius Randle and his return from that shoulder dislocation. With Randle, he has still not moved on to full contact yet. And we've all been wondering why. Is he hesitating? Is there too much pain? Or is there another reason? Well, thankfully, an NBA insider just revealed that the New York Knicks have a high level of concern with Julius Randle and that shoulder. And it's the main reason he's still not returned from that injury yet. We're going to break down exactly what the medical staff is saying, when Randle could potentially return to the court, and if he's going to return during the regular season or maybe in the postseason. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Julius Randle has still not taken contact yet, and we have a major update as to why that is the case. Now, with Randle, we all already know, if you've been following the situation, his next step in recovery is taking contact. The problem is he's been stuck in this exact same state for the last few weeks without any movement. All we know is that Randle has been doing each and everything possible during practice, during his workouts, to try to get back for the New York Knicks. However, the Knicks medical staff has not cleared him yet. He has been pushing them, pushing to return, but still nothing. And we all have been wondering why. Is he taking contact but not looking good afterwards? Is he in too much pain? Is there another underlying reason why the medical staff have still not cleared Randle to return to the court? Well, thanks to NBA insider with the New York Post, Steph Bondi, he actually revealed the following update about Randle and why the New York Knicks medical staff is not clearing him to return for the New York Knicks yet. According to the New York Post, Julius Randle is still awaiting clearance to take contact. Here's the major part of the report, though. There is a high level of concern of re-injury with his dislocated shoulder. This is a massive update about Julius Randle and that shoulder dislocation, and it helps answer that main question we've all been asking for weeks now. Why has he not moved on to full contact yet? It's because the Knicks medical staff have a high level of concern that if he's cleared for full contact, he could do more damage to that shoulder and re-injure it. But that begs the question, what are they seeing in practice? What are they seeing when he's working out that have them come to this conclusion where he can't be moved on to full contact yet? Or is it based off what he's saying? Because clearly, Julius Randle has been telling people who would listen, he wants to come back, he wants to return, and he wants to play for the New York Knicks. Tom Thibodeau even gave the following quote about Julius Randle and his recovery. And now looking back on it, it makes a lot of sense because it sounded like at the time, the Knicks were waiting for the medical staff to clear him for the next step. And now we've confirmed that exact point. The Knicks are waiting for the medical staff to clear Julius Randle. But the reason they haven't again is because of the high level of concern of re-injury. But let's go to that Tom Thibodeau quote. Tom Thibodeau said the following about Randle before the Denver game a few days ago. He stated, for him, it's just workout each day. He's trying to strengthen the shoulder area. His focus is the rehab. Some days have been better than others, but just keep working at it. And you never know when it turns. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, that quote tells me that Julius Randle is doing everything he needs to do and can do to return to the court for the New York Knicks. Each and every day, he's strengthening that shoulder. He's going through that rehab, but he's just waiting for the turn. And I think that turn is basically changing the minds of the Knicks medical staff, basically changing their minds to think that he's okay, he can be cleared, and he can move on to that next step. They don't believe it now. And if they don't believe it now, when are they going to believe it? Because we only have a few weeks left of the regular season. If Randle doesn't get cleared for contact now, it likely means his return is going to be for the postseason. Let's not forget to mention as well, too, that each time you see Julius Randle, he's doing something before the game. In this particular quote coming from The Athletic, Fred Katz notes that Julius Randle again pushed himself into a sweat before the game, shooting and sprinting with the trainer as he pushes for a return from that dislocated shoulder. A few weeks ago when the Knicks were asked, do they think that Randle's going to come back this season? Are they going to have him back? They absolutely said yes. They believe that was the case. But what about today? What about right now? Thankfully, Fred Katz recently mentioned this in his latest article. Let's see exactly what he stated. According to Katz, also, it's uncertain when Randle will return. The Knicks have not provided a timetable, even though they are optimistic that he will come back at some point before the playoffs. He has yet to begin contact drills. If he does play again this season, we don't know which Randle will return. The language seems to change with these updates from time to time, but the one thing always remains the same. The Knicks still have optimism that Julius Randle will return at some point for the Knicks this season.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Season. Now, it used to be this season. Now the terminology or the language is before the playoffs or before the start of the playoffs. So it seems like if Randle does come back, it's likely he's going to come back with the regular season basically ending. Maybe two games available, three games available before going into the postseason. For me, that would be horrible for Julius Randle to come back at that point in time. We need Randle to be healthy and available for at least 5 to 10 games a minimum of the regular season left. And it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case at this point in time because he has not moved on to full contact yet. And once he gets there, that's going to take a couple of weeks as well. So everything is looking like right now, Julius Randle's return is going to come in the postseason. He is not going to come back during the regular season. Not at this point in time, not given the fact that these are the updates that we have for him. And when you're hearing all of these things about your three-time All-Star, it's not something you want to hear this close to the postseason. With Randle potentially not coming back for the New York Knicks till the postseason, it's going to throw a wrench into everything because he's likely going to start when he comes back. That means he's going to mess up whatever chemistry and whatever flow they have in the postseason already. They're going to have to do things off the fly. It's going to be difficult. They're going to need more practice days. Now imagine having more practice days while you're also getting prepared for the playoffs, while you're also trying to rest for the playoffs and also trying to get ready for a very highly competitive and now, given the NBA rule changes, very physical game. You're going to need that rest. You're going to need those rest days. But if you have to incorporate Randle back into the rotation, you're going to need to practice to do so. You're also going to need to have live experience games underneath your belt with the new roster that you have. And Randle has not played enough games with this current Knicks rotation, with this current Knicks roster. You're going to need to have that available. The Knicks can't make that up. They can't pause time for that. So it's very concerning to hear this update about Randle right now. We are in basically a month now. 4 weeks since we've heard that Julius Randle was supposed to get cleared for contact, but has still not moved on to contact. A month later, no update in terms of him moving on to contact. If you're not concerned now, I don't know what it's going to take because for me, this is putting my concern level at an all-time high. What's going to happen with Randle? When exactly is he going to return? Because for me, I'm crossing off the regular season. That's off the table. It's out. We're now looking at the postseason. But then that's also a question mark. When does he come back in the postseason? Is it for the first round? Is it if the Knicks get to the second round? What happens? This is the concern. And if we still have a question mark, maybe even going into round two, if the Knicks get there for the postseason, then maybe you just shut it down at that point in time. You see what this current Knicks team can do without Randle, and then you hope and pray Randle can come back as fully healthy as possible next season, and the Knicks try to do it again. But if Randle cannot be cleared for contact, if the Knicks are going into the second round of the postseason, I think you have to shut it down there. Why are you going to continue to rehab at that point in time? It's obviously not getting better. And if the Knicks medical staff don't have faith in you at that point, I think surgery is mandated at that point. I'm not saying he's going to do it, but it might be necessary. It might be required because you can't go this many weeks and do the exact same thing and not move anywhere. If that's happening, it means something else needs to happen. Another intervention needs to happen to make progress happen. And that next intervention might have to be surgery. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the situation as fully as they do. But given what we're hearing right now from Fred Katz and all of these NBA insiders who have knowledge of the situation and are asking the questions that we want answers to, it is clear. It is not looking good for Randle right now. It is time to be concerned if you weren't concerned already. And if you had hope that potentially he could come back for the regular season, I would wash it all away. The only hope right now is that Randle comes back fully healthy or as healthy as possible for their postseason run. Now, if he can come back early before they start the postseason, that might be good, although that also poses its own issues. But if he can't, and he potentially is going to come back in round two of the postseason, is that something you wanted to come back to? Is he going to ruin the chemistry the Knicks have built up to that point in the postseason? It's something to consider and ask yourself if you're the New York Knicks and the coaching staff. A lot of decisions and a lot of questions to answer moving forward. But unfortunately for right now, the one thing to take away from this video about Randle is that the Knicks medical staff have a high level of concern of re-injury if Julius Randle comes back and has contact with that shoulder. He could end up dislocating it again, doing more damage to it. The crazy part about all of this is Julius Randle actually is pushing to return. He wants to return, but the Knicks medical staff are thinking about him, his career, and his longevity. And if we're doing all of that and thinking about that, it seems that moving Julius Randle to the next phase is going to hurt him, not help him. And that's why it hasn't happened yet. I don't know if or when it's going to happen, but it does seem like the Knicks are looking for a Julius Randle to come back potentially in the postseason. If and when that happens is anybody's guess. The return date on that is still open-ended. Again, if you were not concerned about Randle before, you should start being concerned now. This is not a great update. I was hoping for more at this time. I was hoping for him to progress a little bit further at this time, do something else, something different. But no, nothing. Nothing really different. Nothing really changed. Just the exact same thing he was basically doing a month ago. And if you're doing the same thing you were doing a month ago with no change and no progress and no updates, I would be worried. But what about you guys? What do you think about this update about Julius Randle and the fact that the New York Knicks medical staff have a high level of concern that he could re-injure that shoulder? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.